Blog Talk Radio.
By the shackles of free radio, we are now considered in the paid sector. That's right. We get to go on earlier. We get to go on longer. I get more audio clips. It's like they actually take me seriously now as a radio host. And that is awesome because that's exactly what this show is. This is a serious radio show about a serious hot topic. And that is pro wrestling. And it's a hot topic that's serious. You can't ever really take everything. But before we get started, definitely want to throw a shout out to our sponsors of our upcoming SenCal Pro number one show coming up March 22nd at the Grad. That's a Sunday. Doors open at 4:30, but the first match doesn't start until 5. So if you show up at 4:30, you're one of these pre-order line guys at the door, you know, like you're waiting really early to get into the store and you know, you want to be the first one there. They've only got 8 of them, and you want to be there. Well, we got more than 8 of these ringside seats, and if you are there at 4:30 when the doors open, your seat is a ringside seat. That's right. We want to reward all of our loyal fans for showing up on time, for showing up before time. You know, in fact, they'll probably be there even before me, you know, as Ruby Ray's like to point out earlier today on Facebook. Yeah, Jimmy Ray's kind of late to the show. But, you know, it happens. But yes, we are just weeks away from the inaugural event, the very first SenCal Pro Wrestling Show. Our home is the Graduate, 990 Industrial Way in San Luis Obispo. You can get tickets to this awesome event at 3 places locally. If you're in town, you're on South Street, you can check out the law offices of Dennis James Balsamo at 67 South Street. You can also go to Slow Beverage and More at 158 Higuera Street, and also our friends at Traditional Tattoo at 251 Higuera Street. They got our back, as it would be with the upcoming tickets. These tickets are still available, but they are going quickly. And once we hit our maximum capacity at the building, unfortunately, we do have to enforce that rule, and we will have to shut the doors. So your best bet to check out all of the SenCal Pro action is to, you know, check us out at right on Facebook. Obviously, listen to the show. If you need tickets, go to sencalpro.brownpapertickets.com, or you can give a call to our hotline. That's right, we got a hotline now, 805-996-0192. That is the hotline, totally separate from, you know, this radio broadcast. If you were tuning in or would like to tune in, feel free to give us a call on the show at 646-787-1739. That'll get you on my board here. That'll let you talk to us. We got, you know, a heck of a show going on for you tonight. I mean, this is the first ever primetime show, which means we have gotten to expand the horizon, so to speak. I mean, when our sponsors have been really good to us, you know, our investors have been really awesome to us, our workers, just everybody that is involved in this project has been so awesome. We really needed to step it up here at the radio show. Show everybody there at SenCal Pro, you know, at the corporate headquarters, that we mean business too over here on the air, because, you know, we're the legitimate underground voice, not to be confused with the UEW, good friends over there. But we are, you know, the underground voice of SenCal Pro Wrestling. And so, you know, thank you so much, fans, for supporting the show, for calling in, for listening when you do, and making us the number one primetime spot on Wednesday night pro wrestling radio. Too cool, and you guys are awesome. So, I would say that, you know, a show this big, a show, you know, of this caliber, you know, you can't spare any expense, you can't cap any cost, and you must incur all luxury. Oh, absolutely, that's right. If you didn't have tickets and you didn't make it to the hotel in time, sorry, everyone, there is no vacancy in the luxury suite tonight. That's right, because
season
we
has returned
tonight to christen the first ever prime time SenCal Pro Radio
podcast.
Simply known as Wrestling Personified.
You know him.
No,
I know him.
Now.
The world loves him.
This is what I am.
Is Rick Luxury.
Wrestling.
And we're going live to Rick. Rick Luxury, brother, are you here with us?
SenCal Radio, Jimmy Ray, it's a Wednesday night, it's prime time, and there's no fitting spot better for Wrestling Personified than a prime time spot here on SenCal Radio. The first edition, might I add, of primetime SenCal Wrestling.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, a bigger studio, kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. Nice lavish couches, everything's better when you get a little taste of luxury.
Oh, absolutely. Once you get a taste of luxury, my friend, you cannot ever look back.
Yeah, that's what the ladies say, at least.
Oh, awesome.
So,
thanks for coming to the show.
It's the first inaugural primetime show for SenCal Radio, but it's also the first edition of SenCal Wrestling. People are going to be able to see coming straight from San Luis Obispo, you know, a place I'm pretty familiar with. You know, I dabbled a little bit in the college days at San Luis Obispo and decided that it wasn't my niche. It was time to pack up the bags, leave Old Slow, and get on the road to becoming a professional wrestler. And that, my friend, is what made me a winner. Leaving Slow made me a winner, and I'm going to return to Slow to prove to everybody against Robbie Phoenix that I am a winner, and I will be victorious March 22nd.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the news just broke that you were in a match with Robbie Phoenix, and I was like, wow, that confirms it. I mean, I know I saw you on the poster, but I mean, let's face it, with wrestling posters, a lot of people appear on posters.
I went into this show blind. I signed the dotted line. I told the president of SenCal Pro Wrestling, I said, hey, look, for this company, anybody you want to put me in the ring with, it doesn't matter. I'm the biggest star coming to SenCal Wrestling. I'll take on any comer you have. I heard words that it might be someone from the Orient. I heard words that it might be someone from down south of the border, that we might have someone up in the Snorri Alps up north. I said, it doesn't bother me, whoever you bring me. And they told me they're going to bring me competition. And competition is exactly what they brought me in Robbie Phoenix.
Oh, absolutely. It's the proverbial north versus south confrontation. And, of course, it happens right on the border, right here on the Central Coast.
And there's no place more fitting than San Luis Obispo for this to take place. It's a beautiful town. There's wonderful people there. A lot of people that live in luxury. And I'm hoping those people show up early to get those VIP tickets to come see Wrestling Personified perform and do what he does best. And that's out-wrestle and out-class all competition and all walks of life, truthfully.
Oh, absolutely. That is not a soul could argue that. I mean, you could even say at this point the value of our tickets have now increased now that Rick Luxury has confirmed that he will be at the inaugural SenCal show on the 22nd.
Oh, and I'm hoping so, because more tickets means more money. More money means a bigger payday. Bigger payday means a happy Rick Luxury.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I'm seeing you all over the news online, as it would be with, you know, this is going to be a big next couple months with pro wrestling, especially for all the California fans, especially the Northern California fans are going to have just the wrestling weekend of insanity when, you know, WrestleMania hits the shores, you know, of San Francisco Bay. And that's going to kind of, you know, make traffic slow down for a little bit, wouldn't you say?
There's a lot of big things going on this month. They're just the month of March alone. You know, we've had a few shows that have already kicked off. March 1st, there was a show that kicked off. You know, the first of the month, we're already having a wrestling show up here in Northern California. But this coming weekend, there are three big shows where you can see wrestling personified Rick Luxury perform. In fact, for the next 2 weeks, I'll be performing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in different towns for different promotions. But then, just a mere 23 days away in Santa Clara County, at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds, in the San Jose area, a prestigious tournament, King of the Indies, rolls in WrestleMania weekend. And that tournament, the problem is that tournament is a big thing, and a lot of people want to talk about, oh, it's an opportunity to be in the King of the Indies tournament. The difference is the people that are saying it's an opportunity are the same wrestlers that are in this tournament that are looking at this tournament as just another booking, a chance to go out and wrestle during WrestleMania weekend, a chance to be seen by fans they haven't been seen before, but they're taking it as just another booking. Wrestling Personified is taking this as the booking of a lifetime. This is what my career has waited for, is King of the Indies. And I'll tell you what, at the end of the King of the Indies tournament, it starts Friday, March 27th, and that's night one. 16 competitors will be all questioned and all considered the elite of California. But on Saturday, March 28th, at the end of it, at night two, they'll be calling Wrestling Personified Rick Luxury King of the Indies. And that is a good thing, because that means SenCal and any other company that I grace will have the biggest name in California on their roster.
Absolutely. You know, one of the biggest and one of the most recognizable names on the indie scene, you know, King of California, you know, dare I say it, you know?
Oh, dare you say it. It's been said by many. Hashtag King of California.
And, you know, a fitting title at that. To be able to see, I mean, I saw your opponent coming up, Jeff Cobb. I've seen him wrestle at Premier and APW. I mean, he's kind of a cut out from the rest.
Oh, Jeff Cobb's no slouch. No slouch at all. He's an Olympic competitor in the sport of wrestling. But the difference is that's on the Olympic level. And this is professional wrestling. This is professional wrestling with Wrestling Personified. I am going to do whatever it takes to win this tournament. I may be the greatest wrestler tournament, but I'm also the best cheater. And I'm not afraid to admit it, because hook or crook, whoever wins that tournament is going to be known as King of the Indies. And they're not going to question 10 years from now how that victory was obtained. They're only going to know that Wrestling Personified Rick Luxury is King of the Indies. If I have to put some feet on the rope, pull some tights, gouge some eyes, I'm going to do what it takes, because it's survival of the fittest in this world. And that is not just in professional wrestling, that is in everyday life. Only the strong survive. And if you have to cut corners, you have to cut corners, and Wrestling Personified is not afraid to cut any corners to obtain what he wants in life. And that goes for Robbie Phoenix, too. That goes for Robbie Phoenix as well at Sin Cal Wrestling on the 22nd of March, San Luis Obispo, what we're here to talk about. That goes for anybody that decides to step up to the plate and take on Wrestling Personified at Sin Cal. That goes for anyone that challenges Wrestling Personified at All Pro Wrestling, at Gold Rush Pro Wrestling, at Pro Championship Wrestling, at Pro Wrestling Revolution, wherever I'm competing. Pro Wrestling Bushido, Supreme Pro Wrestling, Galaxy Grand Prix. It doesn't matter. Hook, crook, or straight down the middle, I'm going to do what I have to do to obtain victory. Because with victory comes championships. With championships comes gold. With gold comes power. And he who holds the gold makes the rules. That's why they call me the King of California already.
Absolutely. Undeniable. Unarguable. The multi-champion. I mean, almost to call you the champ is almost a downplay to the amount of championships you have actually held.
Very true. Very true. You know, but it's not just Wrestling Personified is going to grace Sin Cal Wrestling. There is an entire card of great wrestling action. Wrestlers from as far north as up in Oregon, wrestlers from far down south as San Diego, will all be traveling to the middle point, San Luis Obispo, in the battle of north versus south, to see who exactly will prevail. And it's not just to prevail to say north is better than south or south is better than north. It's to say who's the best in Sin Cal Wrestling.
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell these people listening tonight a little bit about the card, what they can expect other than just seeing Wrestling Personified dominate Robbie Phoenix inside the squared circle?
Well, already we had the breakthrough announcement recently. The Keepers of the Faith, Gabriel Gallo and Dom Vitale, making their debut in Sin Cal. And, you know, anytime they come to the coast, there should be a movie about them. I mean, Godzilla got enough movies about him. When monsters come to the coast and out of the water, there's a movie about it. These guys coming from Arizona are going to take on Urban Discipline. These are some hardcore guys that I have seen do some terrible things. And by terrible, I don't mean like awful. I mean bloody. I mean savage. I mean things you should not do to, well, other people. And of course, being accompanied by the likes of Discord, this Urban Discipline group, they're going to be, you know, hell on wheels. So to have the holy versus the unholy, I think is going to be an incredible tag team match. A really, really solid tag team match. We also have our first women's division match as well. The pumpkin queen of the indie pro scene, Sage Sin Supreme, will be taking on the fallen flower, Kikyo. She has been making her name throughout Freak Show Wrestling and several places up north. If you check out any Northern California wrestling shows and check out their women's division, you know who Kikyo is. Those two will be doing battle in the middle of the grad and kicking off our very first ever women's division title match. We also have a new belt coming up called the Five Cities Championship belt. That's going to be one that we will disclose more information about coming up very soon. But I'm pleased to say a brand new championship will come to the Central Coast, one that no one has ever held before. I don't know if exactly it caters to the liking of one Wrestling Personified, but a brand new championship in town? Say what?
Well, I'm just saying, if my name's not in the hat to at least compete for that championship, then there's something wrong with upper management, because there's no reason that a man of my caliber with over 60 championship reigns in over 80 different companies isn't qualified to compete for a championship in Sin Cal Wrestling.
It's amazing how many championships are just out there, you know, period. And most people only win one or two or have gone here and maybe there. To have obtained 60 championships, you're not just out to be champion. You're out to be champion of everything. And that's an admirable trait. Let me tell you.
I am out to gain championship glory in every company that I compete in every division that I am possibly able to compete in, to secure my legacy as Wrestling Personified before my career ends. And I'm not going to put a date on it. When you put dates on things, it could be over before you know it. I'm not guaranteed a match after tomorrow. But
sure,
I definitely look for another 15 to 20 years in this business to add on to the 16 years I've already put in.
Mm. You know, what one can only ask, you know, having seen companies begin and seen companies end, you know, the rise of a company, the fall of a company, the return of a company, you have definitely been at the epicenter of some serious, impactful moments in the history of indie pro wrestling here in California and even further. But in the last couple of years, your name has come up in almost every show, in almost any important show that was, your name was close to the top of that card, if not at the top.
Exactly. And who says prostitution is not legal in California? That's an insider thing, I guess. Yeah, I'm glad you understood it. But, you know, when I broke into the business 16 years ago, it was very cutthroat. It was a very closed door. Companies train their own students. They're called homegrown talent, and that's what you worked with. And you would have your band of renegades, you know, your outlaws, and they would go and band together and try and work for at least one or two promotions that they were able – the outlaws pretty much worked for the outlaws. And certain companies, you know, that were around at the time, All Pro Wrestling, they had their own training facility. They had their own training methods. They had their own talent. They ran their own shows, house shows and garage shows. And that's all that worked for All Pro Wrestling. And Big Time Wrestling had their own homegrown talent that worked for Big Time Wrestling. And then they bring in the locals and the names that they wanted to use. And, you know, at the time that I came up, it was, you work for us, you don't work for anyone else because everyone else is doing it wrong. And that's how every other promotion kind of looked at it. And then you had these band of outlaws that would try and merge together to work, to at least work for one or two different companies so that they had more bookings than normal. But it was very hush-hush back when I started, and very cutthroat, and very, very, you know, it was intimate for you to be for with your promotion and to live and breathe your promotion. And I watched the walls start being taken down. And I watched pretty much, I was one of the first of a few to actually leave a promotion you were homegrown talent for and start working for other promotions and with other trainers that opened other doors to other places. I feel very privileged when I left. There was a few others that had branched off prior to me, but when I left, I was able to train with someone else, and through that, the doors that he had opened were opened for me, and I watched the walls start being taken down where it became acceptable to go work for other places. And then I watched the rise and fall of many promotions. I said I've worked for over 80 promotions, and the reason is because I've watched promotions start, and I've watched promotions close, and I've been there in the middle of a promotion and watched them fail, and I've been there at the beginning of a promotion and left before they failed, or I've been with a promotion that has stuck around the entire time. And there's not a lot of people. I really think right now there's probably maybe 15 wrestlers in the state of California that have been around long enough and are still active that can say they were there when it was segregated, and they've seen the walls and be taken down, and they've seen the rise and fall of promotions, and they've been around for the beginning and the ends, and they've been around through the thick and the thin of the promotions still around. There's only probably about 15 of us. So I feel very privileged to be a part of that. And here it is again. It's the rise of a new company. March 22nd, Sin Cal Wrestling, what we're here to talk about, is flaring up in San Luis Obispo and becoming the hot market for Central California.
Well, absolutely. You know, and to be able to feature stars like Rick Luxury, you know, heck, stars like, you know, Robbie Phoenix. I mean, you know, I even hear, you know, Shellhammer is going to be hanging out. I mean, you know, the Derevcos. There's a lot of talent that has not seen action here on the Central Coast either in a while or at all. But they haven't seen any of the action that they, you know, can certainly draw, in our opinion. And it's really awesome to finally be working with some talents that we think it is finally time for them to be seen here on the Central Coast. And, you know, to be able to work with, you know, talents even like yourself kind of just signifies one thing, mutual respect of the locker room. We have built a locker room of guys for the guys, and not just, you know, guys and not girls, all of us guys, you know, just calling everybody guys, you know, being quick with the term, you know. It's a locker room built for workers, by workers, because we really want to show that, you know, it's about what you guys do, not really about where you guys do. We hope you guys come and do it with us, but point in case, you've all made names elsewhere, and we couldn't be happy to have our name next to your guys's and have you guys wrestle for our fans on the Central Coast, because I truly believe you guys will deliver something they have not seen here in a very long time, if at all.
I agree, and I am here at SinCal Wrestling to put SinCal Wrestling on the map, along with everybody else in that locker room. But unlike everyone else in the locker room that's taking SinCal Wrestling as another opportunity to wrestle, I'm not going to lie. I look at this as a place to conquer. And Wrestling Personified comes to SinCal Wrestling with one motive, and that is to search out for championship gold and acquire it. Anywhere I compete, that is the goal. And if this is an upstart promotion and it's show number one, and show number one, I make my mark and I put my sight on championship gold.
Oh, yeah. You know, you are not the first to raise questions, to raise suspicions about championship gold here at SinCal Pro. The best I can tell you is, like I said, we got championships in the work, but the Five Cities Championship, I can give its name out now. Stipulations and weight classes and all that stuff will come very soon. But if you stay tuned, more stuff at, you know, facebook.com/SinCalPro. Check out shows like this one and other ones that we'll have coming up. You'll get more information before they begin. You know, coming back to San Luis Obispo, it's got to be somewhat of a homecoming for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got out of high school with the intentions of becoming a professional wrestler, and I was able to get a ride to go to San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly, and through that was able to go to college due to wrestling, and shortly after decided I'm done with school. Was it the wisest decision? A lot of people say no, but I'll tell you damn right it was, because I'm in the position in the world of pro wrestling that I am now because I decided to walk away from college to train to be a professional wrestler. And now I'm competing in multiple promotions, multiple times a month. I'm wrestling in the King of the Indies tournament, going on WrestleMania weekend. I'm going to be traveling to Mexico in April. I'm expanding to other states I haven't been to in May. I believe I made the right decision. But, yes, this is my chance to come back. To any naysayer that said, well, you walked away from a full ride at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo to become a pro wrestler, well, you're damn right I did, and now I'm coming back to slow to prove why Wrestling Personified is the hottest ticket going in California.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it, and the fans are going to believe it, too, when they check out our show March 22nd, which is a Sunday. Again, doors open at 4:30. First match is at 5. But if you're late, you're going to, you know, there's good news and bad news. If you show up late, there will most likely be a seat, and you definitely won't have missed Rick Luxury's match. But if you show up late,
you might not be in the building. They might shut the doors, because after this Trailblazing Radio show, there might be a line already lining up there tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for SinCal.
Sounds like some silly little Nintendo toy that, you know, people will wait out at exorbitant hours of the night and, you know, wait in line just for, you know, one. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, you got
been there. Been there, done that.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment here. But, yeah, you know, tickets are still definitely available. But definitely, like Rick Luxury says, if you don't get your tickets ahead of time, there's a possibility we can't let you in. And I'm going to have to be that guy that says, look, you know, you really can't get into the party. And there'll be room inside here once we're done. And you definitely won't want to come to the party after the party. Well, that's reserved for the cleaning crew. All right. So, question for you. This has been on my mind, Rick, since I knew you were coming to do the show. Last time I caught you at Pro Championship Wrestling, you had quite the, I don't really know what you want to call it, going on with Mitch Valentine, but he seemed to have some kind of bizarre hold over you.
Yeah, you know, what did that, okay. Related. All right, so what had happened was PCW had the tag team champions, people you're familiar with, Jimmy Ray, the tag team of Shoot to Kill, managed by Marcus Mack, was Dominic Simon, now under the name of Rudy Juarez, and Buddy Royal were the tag team champions.
Right.
And they had no number one contenders. They had breezed through all their adversaries. They put a big L in the column for all opponents, and they were on the streak of having no one to wrestle. So Pro Championship Wrestling decided to, since there was no suitable tag teams, let's take two individual wrestlers that expanded well in professional wrestling in the tag divisions themselves in their careers, and let's pit sure. them together to face Shoot to Kill. Well, seeing that Mitch Valentine was a multiple tag team champion, and myself, I was a multiple tag team champion, they decided to put us against Shoot to Kill for the tag team titles. And even though I can't stand Mitch Valentine and he can't stand me, and we had a bit of a history and a rivalry going on, we walked away the tag team champions. And with us walking away the tag team champions, it delivered a bitter taste in my mouth, and it delivered a bitter taste in the fans' mouth for them to have to see me tag with such a douchebag in Mitch Valentine. So after promo and promo and shenanigans and just having to hear him run his mouth, I said, enough is enough. I challenged him to a fallen line match. And what that meant is pretty much, if I were to beat Mitch Valentine in this match, he would have to stop telling the fans to shut their mouths, stop telling everybody he's the best-looking man of all time, stop choking people, stop cheating, and do exactly what I say and be the credible wrestler that he was trained to be. On the same hand, if I were to lose, I'd have to pretty much do whatever Mitch Valentine and his new manager, the boy toy Donovan Troy, told me. Sadly, in that match, I took Donovan Troy's racket and cracked it over Mitch Valentine's head. The referee turned around, Sparky Ballard called for the bell, and I lost the match. Therefore, I had to do any stipulation that Mitch Valentine told me to do. Not only did he try to embarrass me to the point where he took away my tag team championship and started carrying both himself, calling himself the tag team champion and me his lackey, he made me compete under his music as a part of Team Valentine. He made me exit the ring under the middle rope and above the bottom rope, like, no offense to any of the opposite sex, but like you see divas and women wrestlers do,
sure,
trying to degrade me. He made me do moves against my free will, attack people, cost us matches by DQ so that we'd retain the tag team championships. And then he made me compete in his ab singlet that he used to wear and dress like him and carry his robe and his feathered tennis racket and tell everybody he's the greatest man of all time. Well, it all boiled down to the stipulation was, as long as we're tag team champions, I'd have to listen to him. So in our tag team title match against the Real Dealers, he made me compete in a dress. And in that match, enough was enough. And before he could have a chance to fire me, I hit him with the luxury tax. I left him in the ring, and when Donovan Troy went to run his mouth and tell me I'm fired, I popped him in his jaw before he could say the words, and we lost the tag team titles, and I was no longer underneath his spell, per se.
Oh, wow.
Then it came to be later that night in the 30-man Last Man Standing Rumble, after I eliminated 22 competitors single-handedly, and eliminated the number 30, the last man in the ring, to become the winner, Mitch Valentine came out. Not once, not twice, but three times during that match trying to cost me that rumble. And when he came out the third time was when I eliminated the last man in the ring, but the referees didn't see it. So Mitch Valentine's distraction cost me my perfect rumble.
Oh.
After this, Mitch decided to quit Pro Championship Wrestling, because I was advancing to face Matt Carlos, the man who cheated me out of that Rumble win, in a match where the winner would go on the last man to extreme measures to face the current PCW champion, Mr. Primetime. During that match, Mitch Valentine decided to come out of retirement.
Oh,
and tase me. And tase me.
Ooh.
Costing me my shot in the main event at PCW and giving me no choice. But on Saturday, March 14th, in Oroville, California, at the Municipal Auditorium, I will be facing Mitch Valentine one-on-one, no holds barred, lights out, non-sanctioned, in a taser on a pole match.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to shut his mouth once and for all.
Oh, wow. The fall of Mitch Valentine. At the hands of a taser.
Anybody interested, you can go to PCW on Facebook. You can follow them at PCW Pro Wrestling since 1999. Or you can find them on YouTube, Pro Championship Wrestling, because it's time. PCW, because it's time on YouTube.
Well, yeah, we're big fans of PCW over here at SenCal. We love going over there checking your shows. Our guys go over there. Your guys come over here. It's an awesome, like, exchange of talent, I think, that we have going on. The Central Coast Exchange of Talent, being able to work with some awesome people over there at PCW. You guys put on a hell of a show. I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch you guys over there.
Yeah, and we're ready to bring that same electricity and environment to SenCal, to San Luis Obispo, for SenCal Wrestling.
You know, that is awesome. And you know, this is a testament to indie pro wrestling. I mean, it is truly hot right now. I mean, I really think that, you know, indie pro wrestling is getting bigger by the year. I mean, fans are really starting to, it almost seems like, gravitate away from a lot of the mainstream stuff that's on TV, and they're still feeling like, you know, well, I still got my wrestling fix. You know, how do I deal with that when I'm not exactly happy with the product that's on television? And it seems like, you know, they hear from a friend, oh, you heard of an indie wrestling, you know, promotion, yada, yada. They're like, wow, there's one in town. And that's where the next, you know, path of an indie pro wrestling fan begins. And I mean,
I agree.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, you know, to be able to be on the road, whether you're a fan, whether you're a worker, whether you're a promoter, and whether you're just a lonely announcer that used to be a camera guy. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, it's to be able to be a part of one of the longest running stories, you know, in the state's history. There's not too many, you know, all the Broadway shows that come in and out, you know, they only get to run for a couple months. It's gone probably forever. Indie pro wrestling is one long story that has been told for quite some time here in California, and it's awesome to see that it is, you know, it ain't dead. Wrestling ain't dead at all. It's alive and well. And, you know, when you have names like Rick Luxury at every single show, I mean, there is not a show out there within reach, even the ones out of reach, that I don't see your name a part of.
Well, like I said, I'd get myself out there to secure my legacy in California pro wrestling.
A legacy that I think will certainly transcend the business, and certainly give, you know, anybody who has any thoughts of becoming, you know, the next pro wrestling superstar in their era or even area, either one, you know, I guess are appropriate. You got a lot to learn from guys like Rick Luxury, you know. This, you
and
know,
you know, and you know what? You're right though. This is a huge time right now for independent pro wrestling, And it gets no bigger than WrestleMania weekend. I mean, I look at it this way. Sin Cal Pro Wrestling, Vendetta Pro Wrestling, Pro Championship Wrestling, All Pro Wrestling, Gold Rush Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Bushido, Supreme Pro Wrestling, anyone that's running, Pro Wrestling Revolution, anyone that's running here in California, even Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, those shows are only seen by fans in the area. Yes, they might market on YouTube or they might market out to DVD sales, but to be live, they're only to fans of the area. Now, you might get some fans that travel from up north to go down south to watch a show or from down south to up north to watch a show. But WrestleMania weekend, fans travel from all over the world, not just from the U.S., but from other countries. And we are going to have pure wrestling fans in the heart of Northern California there for WrestleMania weekend, hungry for pro wrestling. They're not. This is the weekend that the fans come out, the ones that are willing to spend money on hotels, travel expenses, food, and entertainment are looking for something, and there's no bigger show that weekend besides WrestleMania than the King of the Indies. And I am one of the 16 that get to compete in this illustrious tournament. It's going to put California on the map. It has some of the greatest talent in this state involved in this show, and all the promotions that use the talent in this tournament are going to reap the benefits. Because now, if Wrestling Personified was only a name known in Northern California, I am damn sure that I will make it a household name to the wrestling fan that cares, that's willing to pay and go the distance. I will be a household name with them. And that benefits every promotion that I'm a part of, because if eyes are on me, eyes are on where else I work. This is a very thriving opportunity for California, for all involved. And this means even if Sin Cal is an upstart promotion and it starts on March 22nd in San Luis Obispo on Sunday, that's still before the King of the Indies, they can spread the word and get people to go, wow, you mean I can actually go be a part of this? And then they get to see those same wrestlers that they've seen compete at Sin Cal compete on a grander scale at King of the Indies. And that's just going to benefit every promotion that we work for from here on out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, to even be considered, our name to be anywhere, you know, in that name, you know, the name list of names that are going to be hitting, you know, and by names I mean promotion, you know, to only be the palate, you know, engaging appetizer for what is going to be the most unbelievable wrestling banquet of the year. Even be able to be that little piece of parsley on the plate, that is pretty awesome for us to be able to be, you know, starting up and getting our feet wet right as I would say fans are having their wrestling moment of a lifetime in San Francisco and all across. The going up and down the 101, taking up the Interstate 80. It doesn't matter which direction through California that you'll be heading. You know, take the 5, connect through all of them. Doesn't matter how you get there. It's going to be the best wrestling weekend. And I say weekend.
No, you're right. And you know what? For Sin Cal Pro Wrestling, it starts on March 22nd. After Wrestling Personified, Rick Luxury is victorious in his match against Robbie Phoenix, which I will be by hook or by crook. After I'm victorious against Robbie Phoenix, everybody from Sin Cal Wrestling, you can jump on the Rick Luxury bandwagon, and I'll tote you on my back all the way up to Santa Clara for WrestleMania weekend for the King of the Indies. And you all can be there in support of your favorite Sin Cal wrestler, Wrestling Personified Rick Luxury, as I go on to take match after match in this tournament to become the victor and the King of the Indies. And you can all celebrate with me and enjoy the experience.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling there will be no vacancy that night or the next night in the luxury suite, because it will be nothing but party central for two of the most crazy, most insane nights in indie pro wrestling history that are going to become us. That is the King of the Indies tournament.
Pro Wrestling at the inaugural Sin Cal Pro Wrestling show, Sunday, March 22nd in San Luis Obispo, is the tailgate party.
That's
going
right.
Going into King of the Indies.
Ooh,
it's
yeah.
the Central You're Coast right. tailgate party for WrestleMania weekend. It's the Central Coast tailgate party for the King of the Indies. It's the Central Coast tailgate party for WrestleMania. It all starts. Fans of pro wrestling, get your tickets before they're gone for Sin Cal Wrestling in San Luis Obispo on Sunday, March 22nd. It's right around the corner. Don't hesitate and wait. You can pay your gardener a few dollars later. Make sure you put the money down for the pizza you were thinking about ordering. Cook yourself some healthy food and get yourself a ticket today for Sin Cal Wrestling, Sunday, March 22nd. So you can watch Wrestling Personified do what he does best.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and if you like what you see, I can't even get it out right now. If you like what you see at Sin Cal Pro Wrestling, and this is your first taste of indie pro wrestling, you need to do like one of those like Grateful Dead or like Fish tours where like you see them once and you follow them all across like the country or something like that. You gotta follow the indie pro scene. If we are your gateway into the street scene that is indie pro, please let us guide you up and down California, because you know I don't think there's any other state that has this much indie pro wrestling going on at the same time. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know. We're pretty large there. There's a lot of promotions and a lot of chances to see a lot of great wrestlers, a lot of great wrestling. Mostly because I'm there on all those shows,
right.
But. There's other greats. I mean, Sledge. To get a chance to see Sledge in the ring, he's a great big man. Guys, you know, Sin Cal Pro Wrestling is a perfect example of what's out there. It's like a melting pot of talent from all different promotions. You guys have the added advantage right now with not having a lot of homegrown talent that you guys really get to pick and choose from the cream of the crop, the best around, some of the best talent, and you can integrate and change. You guys have endless avenues that you can go down with the talent pool in both SoCal and NorCal on what talent you want to use for your shows. And you've put together really a phenomenal first show. And I'm very glad that I get to compete and be a part of the upper echelon card in Sin Cal's first debut show.
Oh yeah,
well, Jimmy Ray, you got me on here. Let's do some Q&A. You got some questions for me? You got some callers? What's the deal? Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
I got some questions for you. So, as many people know that of course we know Rick Luxury for his involvement in pro wrestling. I've noticed that you have recently kind of been somewhat of a local celebrity, as it would be, in online trading groups. For Nintendo items. I mean, people are kind of praising your name and hooking you up. What's up with that?
Well, you know, I've been a big video game entrepreneur and collector since I was a wee one. And I've just collection continue throughout my lifetime. And now having children of my own, I'm watching my own children show interest in Nintendo. And with this new line of toys called Amiibos, they're little action figures of your favorite Nintendo characters. And I've taken a liking to the ones that I grew up on that I care about. And my youngest daughter's taken a liking on, I guess, the ones that she thinks are cute and adorable. And they're rare. They're hard to find. And I was, introduced to this website by you, Jimmy Ray, and I went on to it and I was able to seek out the rare ones that my daughter actually, not so much myself, but the ones that my daughter actually is trying to get a hold of. I was able to get some help and it didn't hurt the fact that the first time I went on there, I was like, hey, I'm a pro wrestler. I travel a lot on the road, so I'm not able to be there sometimes on release dates. And a lot of people have been very generous and have helped me out and been decent. There's a lot of scalpers, but that's a problem where you find anything that's rare and hard to find. But there's a lot of, genuine people on there that are very helpful. That's Amiibo Hunters on Facebook for anybody that wants to know, that's interested in collecting these cute little adorable characters from Nintendo. They're a Facebook group that helps trade, sell, and share the Amiibos that are, and truthfully, all video game aspects, anything video games that people are trying to pick up. That's a big hobby that I have, along with other pro wrestlers like Johnny Drinko Plinko Butabi. He's an avid video gamer. Ryan Cade is an avid video gamer. Yourself, Jimmy Ray. There's a few of us that actually dabble in the world of video games. And anybody listening, hey, I'll be at SinCal Wrestling on Sunday, March 22nd in San Luis Obispo. Anybody that wants to show up and bring me an Amiibo, any Amiibo. If you want to just come and bring me an Amiibo and say, here, Rick Luxury, here's an Amiibo. Let your kid play with it, destroy it, break it, paint it, whatever. Anybody that brings me an Amiibo, any Amiibo, I will give an I will sit down and autograph, a personal autograph for anyone that brings me an Amiibo.
Oh, wow. Okay, there's the challenge. So if you are in the area and you collect these Amiibos, which are like the hottest thing on Nintendo's shelf right now, they're so hot, they don't even make it to the shelf. You can't even get there soon enough to get them. It is like California is being choked out of these things. Bring Amiibos to Rick Luxury. If you're listening to the show, he will gladly take them. And I don't know, maybe you could sign them. Not the Amiibos, sign whoever gave them to you. You will bring whoever.
No, I'll give them an autographed picture of Rick Luxury. I'll autograph pictures right on the spot. Anybody that brings me an Nintendo Amiibo, I don't care which one it is. My kid loves these things. And if she has ones that she could play with that I'm not worried about, that can go in the sandbox, in the bathtub, in the dirt, I'm not worried about it. I have her collection that stays in a box that she can't play with except for with the games they play with. But anybody that brings me any Amiibo, any type of Amiibo, I'll give an autograph to. They go to my 3-year-old daughter, and she gladly will play with them on multiple levels, and her imagination will expand, and hopefully one day she'll become a great mind for professional wrestling like I did when I was a child and was able to play with my action figures that turned me into such the mind that I have for pro wrestling. Expand a child's imagination.
Oh yeah, do you remember the thumb wrestlers? The ones that you'd stick your thumb in the back of them? Like,
I had a collection myself, plenty of them.
Man, if you know, and it's
any
funny
other
because,
any other you got another question for me?
Oh, absolutely. I want to know. You mentioned Matt Carlos earlier. You know, last time fans on the Central Coast have seen, you know, Rick Luxury and Matt Carlos together, it was on better terms. And so I want to kind of ask, how did that fallout happen?
Well, you know, came down to Matt Carlos was great when Matt Carlos knew how to fall in line. But Matt Carlos started to, you know, expand his own brand, per se, and solidify himself as an individual wrestler. And that started to put a wedge in between the tag team of Rick Luxury and Matt Carlos. And then when the goal that Matt Carlos was trying to obtain himself clashed with the goal that Wrestling Personified myself was trying to obtain, well, you know, that's when the knife carves the X in the back and is ready to plunge in, because it's all fun and games when we want to dominate and rule the world of professional wrestling as a unit. But the minute you start to tread water in my ocean is when I become the greatest predator of all, the great white, and I take a bite out of anybody in my way. And that's exactly what happened. Tides were broken because Matt Carlos started to want to obtain certain goals for himself that just clashed with what I had in mind for Matt Carlos. Matt Carlos is a phenomenal wrestler, don't get me wrong. Great competitor, always a challenge to be in the ring with. Would be a perfect addition to a future SinCal Wrestling show. But
absolutely.
Matt Carlos, Sledge, Robbie Phoenix, you name the wrestler, Dylan Drake, Jekyll's the Jester, Bobby Hart, any of them, if they try to come into Sin Cal Wrestling and think they're going to obtain championship gold that I have my eye on, I will become the Great White of San Luis Obispo Shores, and people will be told, get out of the water. It's not safe.
Wow. It's on. It is on like Donkey Kong. Amazing. You know, you remember when, a while back, we did those would you rather questions?
Oh yeah, let's hit them.
I had a would you rather question. You know, that I was thinking of. So this is kind of a more contemporary one. You know, but you know what you know, would you rather have to now, you know, be in a car ride from, you know, east to, or from west to east, I guess it would be, you know, from us, you know, to them on the East Coast, a coast to coast car ride to talk about your feelings with Matt Carlos, or would you rather be Sledge's personal bathroom attendant all day on Taco Tuesday?
Oh, I'd rather have an in-depth emotional experience with Matt Carlos from coast to coast than even stand in the same bathroom as Sledge on Taco Tuesday. Sledge is a big, monstrous man. And if he puts away tacos like he puts away opponents, that's a force to be reckoned with. And I don't think there's a porcelain throne that can even hold back the massive amounts of feces that man would project into the opening. Let alone the smell. Let alone the smell. I mean, the only thing I could say that would be useful to anyone with that smell is if somebody was sitting on their couch on a Sunday going, I wonder what it smells like to be a part of The Walking Dead. Just go into that bathroom on a Taco Tuesday with Sledge and watch Walking Dead, and it'll actually be smell-o-vision for anybody that wanted to know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can only attest to that. Having spent, you know, many, many car rides with Sledge up and down California and hotel rooms that only have one bathroom, you all always want to go to the bathroom first if you're sharing a hotel room with Sledge. This goes for everybody in the business. That's my inside business tip. If you share a hotel room with Sledge, use the bathroom first. You will
yes,
thank me.
And buy earplugs for your nostrils and ears.
Yeah, you just just don't breathe at all if at all possible. If you can somehow make it several hours without breathing, that's probably your best bet. But if you have to, Sledge, you know we love you, brother.
next question, Jimmy Ray.
Next question. Well, you know, we can this was yet again another would you rather question. This one is the would you rather clothing edition. Okay, so this is would you rather be a particular piece of clothing. Would you rather be Clay Towser's sock or Tara Calloway's knee pad?
God. Oh, man. I think I'd rather quit the wrestling business.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I think we broke luxury.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I mean, who knows what's leaking down into Tara Calloway's knee pad? And if Clay's sock is anything like his wrestling ability, it stinks.
Oh, jeez. Oh. You know, I love you, Clay. And you too, Tara.
Oh, I got love for him too, but I'm sorry, I just keep it 100.
Oh, man. That was that was probably the best would you rather question I think that I had, but I don't mind, you know, the more, you know, loaded question. So here is the final question.
All right.
Would you rather give back all the amiibos and never have them again, or have all the amiibos, however, also have the only known 1,000 of the Dave Dutra amiibo? You have to keep all of them. So you either get no amiibos and the world doesn't get amiibos, or you get all the amiibos, but you have to have all of the Dave Dutra ones in addition.
I'd rather be amiibo-less than have to keep a bunch of Dave Dutra figures inside my house. I'm just being honest. I'm sure they come out with playing cards for Nintendo soon enough. I'll just buy those.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna make some quick plugs here, real quick, Jimmy Ray. You guys, anybody listening, you can catch me on Facebook. I have a like page, Wrestling Personified Rick Luxury. I'm sure somewhere you could find my shoot Facebook page just by following Sin Cal Wrestling or Jimmy Ray or anybody in California wrestling. I'll tell you a little tip. Type in R-I-K and maybe you'll find me that way. The pictures will prove that it's me. You guys can go and find me on Twitter at Rick Luxury. That's at R-I-K-L-U-X-U-R-Y. And that spelling goes for Facebook as well, R-I-K-L-U-X-U-R-Y. You can actually catch me, Rick Luxury, one word, R-I-K-L-U-X-U-R-Y, on eBay. You can buy some of my cool stuff I got going on in eBay. Anybody that likes video games, Legend of Zelda, comic books, sci-fi, Funko Pop figures. I put stuff up constantly on that thing. So hurry up and buy. Go buy. That's Rick Luxury on eBay. You guys can find me on YouTube, pretty much anything you type in. Go follow PCW Because It's Time on YouTube, Pro Championship Wrestling. We put up promos, matches, shows, highlights, montage videos, commercials weekly. Catch me at all my upcoming shows. If you're in the Atwater area, Friday, March 6th, I will be at Fighting Spirit Pro, Friday, March 6th in Atwater. You can find me in Pacifica at Gold Rush Pro Wrestling at the Gold Mine in Pacifica, California. That's Gold Rush Pro Wrestling. Follow them on Facebook. You can catch me Sunday at Pro Wrestling Bushido at the Fat Cat in Modesto, 930 11th Street in Modesto, California. For Pro Wrestling Bushido, go follow them on Twitter and Facebook. Next week, you can see me Friday the 13th for Friday the 13th Part 2. Defend the All-Pro Wrestling Universal Heavyweight Championship against a mystery opponent at the Bayshore Community Center in Daly City, California. On Saturday, March 14th, you can find me in Orrville, California at the Orrville Municipal Auditorium with Pro Championship Wrestling for Extreme Measures in a non-sanctioned, lights-out, no-holds-barred taser-on-a-pole match against Mitch Valentine. On Sunday, March 15th, you can find me in Sacramento, California, 1600 McMahon Drive, Sacramento, California, for Supreme Pro Wrestling. Then the following week, you can find me on March 21st in Yuba City for West Coast Wrestling Federation. And then Sunday, March 22nd, I will be in San Luis Obispo for Sin Cal Wrestling. That's the one you should be buying your tickets for right now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The doors will shut. Yep. You won't be able to get in. I'll be taking on Robbie Phoenix. And if anybody drops word about a championship, you'll be guaranteed my name will be thrown in the hat and my eye will be on the prize. Then, going into WrestleMania weekend, it's the King of the Indies tournament. Friday, March 27th, night one, I'll be taking on Jeff Cobb. And Friday, March 28th, night two, or sorry, Saturday, March 28th will be night two, and that'll be the night that Ultimo Dragon will be competing against Juventud Guerrera. And the finals, the juice will be loose, and the finals of the King of the Indies tournament. And for anyone wondering, WrestleMania, March 29th, I'll be sitting in a beautiful luxury box in a suite up there with catering and free parking, dressed in my suit, dressed to impress at WrestleMania. And who knows, you might see a little bit more of Rick Luxury at WrestleMania if you're there. Can't really say anything right now.
Right.
But that's the calendar month for this month of March. Anybody interested in King of the Indies tickets, I have them personally. I'll have them at all shows that I am at. You also can find me on Facebook and send me a personal message on Facebook, a book, or a personal message on Twitter, and I accept PayPal. All credit cards are accepted on PayPal. You can pay for your King of the Indies tickets through PayPal to me, and I will ship you your tickets ASAP. First class delivery as fast as they can get there.
Oh, absolutely. And fans, if there are tickets still left for the King of Indies tournament, by the time our show comes up, you can bet that our fans in attendance at the SenCal Pro will certainly have their opportunity to get their tickets for the King of Indies tournament if they are available. We cannot promise that they will not sell out, as this will be seriously two nights of the greatest wrestling we will see in a very long time. But if there are tickets available, you can hit up my man Rick Luxury at the show and get your piece of Indie Pro history for the 2015 year.
Yes, sir.
That is pretty awesome, man. Well, Rick, thank you so much for doing the show tonight and making this. This is like our inaugural, you know, primetime edition. You know, right about now is when we'd be starting the show every single other time I've ever done it. And now here we are. We're ending the show right about the time I used to start the show. But, you know, it's kind of nice. We can get on with the rest of our lives, you know?
Exactly. I can get on to playing some Super Smash Brothers.
That's right. If you toss in the name Rick Luxury on the Nintendo Wii U, you can get your ass personally handed to you in Smash Brothers by Wrestling Personified himself. I can attest to this. He is a hell of a Meta Knight on Smash Brothers.
Yeah, find me on Nintendo. Find me on Nintendo. RikLuxury. Find me on Facebook, RikLuxury, at RikLuxury, on Twitter. Find me at Rick Luxury on eBay and buy some of my awesome stuff. I'm sure there's something else. Google me. Hell, if you want to see a lot of my matches, put my name in on YouTube. Put my name in on Google. You'll see a bunch of matches. I expect anybody that wants to see a hell of a fight between two of the best in California, go find the 60-minute hardcore Ironman match from Supreme Pro Wrestling in the year 2007 between myself and Adam Thornstow. That match right there will make your jaw drop and you enjoy a full hour of your life. Trust me, it's not going to be like sitting down in the theaters to watch The Villager where you'll want your money back in 2 hours of your life. It is well worth your time. Yeah, I hate that movie. I take a shot every time I can throw it in there. And Mike Sommelon, you suck.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So, yeah, follow me on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. PM me for those King of the Indies tournament tickets. And go buy my stuff on eBay. It's pretty cool stuff. You know, if I didn't have so much of it, I wouldn't be getting rid of it. But I already have everything I'm selling, so why don't you get a piece of merchandise from me to you, and you can share the experience with me.
That's right. Your very own piece of Rick Luxury.
And also, I almost forgot. I better reiterate it in case they just tuned in to listen. If you're going to be at SenCal Wrestling Sunday, March 22nd, to see Wrestling Personified take on Robbie Phoenix, as well as a whole card full of great talent from Southern California and Northern California competing in the Battle of North versus South at San Luis Obispo. Bring me an amiibo, any amiibo. I'm going to bring them to my kid, and I'll sign an autograph for you, an autograph picture for you. Also, enjoy yourself for that night of SenCal Wrestling, and I'll have King of the Indies tickets, so why don't you hit me up if you haven't bought yours yet. and everybody, the pleasure was all yours.
Thank you so much, Wrestling Personified Rick Luxury, for making this an awesome show tonight. And fans, just wanted to let you know that although we have about 10, 15 minutes left here in the broadcast, we technically don't. You know, the broadcast can, this broadcast goes as long as we want it to now. See, that is the beauty of being here on primetime. And just to let you know, we are here on primetime to stay. That is right. We are not going anywhere else again. You know, tired of moving nights, tired of changing names, tired of moving time slots. That's right. We want to stay in the very same spot because we feel at SenCal Pro consistency is first and paramount in creating an audience phantasmagoria. That's right. I went there. You know, being able to have that kind of moment with the audience is really truly why pro wrestling for me, and I believe for many in the locker room, is the reason why we come back every time, every single time, whether you're driving up and down the state, whether you're lucky like us and finally get to work from your own backyard, and obviously not in the backyard. You know, again, this is wrestling inside of a building with people who have wrestled inside of buildings plenty of times. Not to slant anyone that wrestles in the backyard, that's a different show. That's not us. But, you know, in our backyard, in our front yard, in our center stage of San Luis Obispo here on the Central Coast, we are out to change the face of pro wrestling here for San Luis Obispo County. Never has there been consistent pro wrestling in San Luis Obispo County, and we are bringing that this month, this year. You're going to see a change at all the nights of the grad. You know, they have Latino night, they have country night, they have college hump night, they got... I think they do country night twice because it's that popular. Suffice to say, the grad has got a lot of nights, but 990 Industrial Way on March 22nd, which is will be the day forever remembered as wrestling night at the grad. And that is a promise we here at SenCal Pro are making to each and every one of you fans, each and every one of you Central Coast wrestling fans. Just like Rick Luxury said, it does not matter which show you go out to see. Go to see them all. We are not here to try and tell you, see our show and don't see somebody else. I got a lot of friends in a lot of businesses wrestling for a lot of federations all over the state, all over the country, and you could never, ever slant anybody that you call a brother or sister and not want them to work wherever they can. In fact, you should encourage every brother and sister to get as much work and as much exposure as possible because it's about them. Trying to do anything other that makes it about yourself. And so when you make a career about yourself, well, you know, can't really take you there. Make a career in a way that puts you in the history books of whatever you're doing, you're going to get a lot of acclaim from a lot of the people that have seen you. And we have people coming to this show who have already made their names in the history books. So if we could ever be so bold as to have our own history book someday, you will see the names in that book that are appearing March 22nd here on the Central Coast. And it is going to be awesome to see, guys. You know, and just like, you know, Rick said, we are going to be that tailgate kickoff party for the King of Indies, for the WrestleMania weekend, for the – I don't even know what you can call a weekend like that. You really got to call it like, you know, just the best wrestling weeks ever. I mean, it's kind of like all the planets kind of come into alignment one day out of several decades. And I don't think fans realize exactly how big that weekend with WrestleMania and that, you know, with all the adjoining weekends of all these wrestling shows, I have a feeling there will be hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people that will flock from city to city to see show after show, as many as they can get, some even making it to every single show. And you fans out there that can make it to all of these shows, you definitely have Jimmy Ray's seal of approval, as that's a hell of a commitment. Hell of a commitment to see the torch of Indie Pro burn brighter than ever. And, you know, speaking of torch, big shout-out to Daniel Torch. What's up, brother? Hoping to have you on the show real soon. We're going to bring this episode of SenCal Pro Radio to a close here. But, you know, I kind of have to wonder, you know, who's going to be appearing on the show. Just something that you guys are going to have to be listening
tuning in. Keep checking us out and see what we're all about. Because Sin Cal Pro Radio, here to stay.
Oh, and that is a promise. So, you know, check out us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out everywhere. If you need our number, you know where to find us. Tickets are still available, but they are going fast. And I want to be able to say, yep, I got each and every one of you in the show. Because I have a feeling I'm going to have to be that guy that's going to have to tell a few people no. So from us here at SenCal Pro Radio, from everyone behind the scenes at SenCal Professional Wrestling, I am Jimmy Ray, and thank you once again so much for being a part of the best hour and a half-ish of pro wrestling radio on the internet. See each and every one of you guys next week on the radio.